Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, fulfillment, and success that they have been seeking in life. So this month on the podcast, we are focusing on the topic of love since Valentine's Day falls into this month. Today, we're going to talk about romantic love, and in future episodes this month, we will talk about loving our children, loving ourselves, and loving God. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I have created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to infuse new life into your date night. So I am a big advocate of date night, but I also see the struggles that come from trying to accomplish them, right? Date night takes work. It takes intentional effort. You've got to find the time on your calendar. You've got to find an idea of what to do. You've got to get a babysitter and then just hope and pray that everything falls into place so you can actually go through with it, right? It is a lot of work. So back when my children were younger, my husband and I were really good at having a regular date night. We did them regularly, almost every week, I think. But guess what? We did the same thing almost every time, dinner and drinks. And while it's lovely to get out of the house and let someone else cook and serve and clean up, the lack of creativity and planning in our dates took its toll. And we didn't know that. I think we enjoyed our dates at the time. But it wasn't until we experienced a marriage crisis that we learned about how we needed to work a little bit harder on our date nights to make them more than just dinner and drinks. And that's just a very small portion of what we did in recovering our marriage from our crisis. But it's what we're going to talk about today, dates. So you don't get to a crisis. That's why we're here. Dates are important to couples. You know, they give us a chance to communicate. They give us a chance to be alone. They show each other that we're committed to the relationship because we made the effort and took the time. They create bonding experiences. They help relieve stress because it's, you know, a night off, a night out. And they definitely can lead to increased intimacy both inside and outside of the bedroom. Those are all important things. But in order for all that to happen, we probably have to be a little more creative than just dinner and drinks with our date night ideas. And I also think that we need to be open to dates unfolding in ways that might be out of the norm. And that's where I'm going to start today. I wanted to share with you one of the most significant dates that I think my husband and I have ever had. It was back in 2009. And back then, I wasn't a great cook. And in fact, like seriously, I was starting to make a transition from making a lot of frozen meals to actually making real home cooked meals. And so, you know, back in 2009, I think our kids were like 5 and 2 or something. So, you know, it was kind of a busy time with mom and little kids and stuff. And I was making Italian beef for the first time. So it was in the crock pot. I had been cooking a good portion of the day. And at some point near the end of the cooking, I was trying to shred the beef. But it did not appear that the beef I was making was going to be shredding anytime soon. And the dinner time hour was nearly upon us. So I didn't know what went wrong. So I called my mom in a panic, thinking that I had done something wrong. But she said I didn't do anything wrong. I just needed to let it cook longer. Okay, well, that was going to be a problem because what were we going to have for dinner? Paul called while he was on his way home from work, and I just told him what was going on, a little exasperated about the dilemma. You know, I was just kind of in the middle of trying to figure it out. And he said, "Don't you have a babysitter at the house with you right now?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And he said, "Why don't you ask her if she can stay longer, and you and I will go out to eat, and she can feed the kids. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Wow, I would have never thought of that. So the sitter agreed to stay longer and feed the kids, and Paul and I went out for a quick dinner. It was nowhere fancy. In fact, it was literally 5 minutes down the road at just the local pub, like pub food. But boy, was this night special in my heart. It was special because it was unplanned. It was special because it was my husband's idea. It was special because it was a break from the weekly dinner obligation. It was special because it freed me from a problem I was having. It was special because it was out of the norm. It was not something we normally did. We just always ate dinner in during the week, once we had kids anyway. Eating out was like a privilege on the weekends. But my husband is an awesome creative problem solver, and he saw this suggestion as a way to solve my problem. And it made such an impact on me that I am here talking about it with you like a decade later. Isn't that crazy? So I would like to help you and your husband think a little more creatively on your date night if you're inspired by this information. So here are a couple of ideas. Now, these are probably things that you would plan that might not just randomly happen during the week, but you could plan a breakfast date or a lunch date instead of a dinner date, right? Like, get out of the norm of what you normally do and try a different meal. You could plan a date during the week instead of on the weekend. See how that works. Better yet, add it into your schedule. Isn't that crazy? You could take a fitness class together, or maybe go for massages together. That's something Paul and I love to do, couples massages. We recently discovered our area has breweries around town. I never really knew that. So you could do a brewery tour or a wine tasting. I heard from one couple who likes to go to open houses in neighboring communities together just for fun, to look at different houses for inspiration. I would also like to suggest that you find something touristy to do in your own town. I mean, or maybe it could be a museum or something. But, you know, so often we just get so used to what's normal in our town that we don't look at it from a new, fresh perspective like a tourist might. There might be some new, different ideas for things for you to discover there, right? Another idea is to volunteer for your favorite charitable organization together. The first one that comes to my mind is one we have here called Feed My Starving Children, where you could go out for a couple of hours and you pack meals for children in other countries who need them. So whatever your charity might be, could be something you could volunteer together. That's always a bonding thing. Or you could do something that's more adventurous, like indoor skydiving or go-karting or something like that. Or here's something fun that's kind of inspiring me right now, and I'm saying this out loud, so maybe you can hold me accountable. You could try some different types of restaurants on your dates. So trying foods that you've never tried before. It could be like you're going on vacation in your own town, right? Like maybe you typically only eat one type of food, like American food or Mexican food or something. What would it be like if you got brave and a little adventurous and tried some different restaurants in your town? That would be a really bonding activity for you guys to try different kinds of foods together and explore and be brave. And I say brave because that's how I would feel in that. And I think that it would be good for me to try that. So now you all have heard me say that out loud. Ask me how that's going sometime. Okay, so having said that, I would like to share with you that not all of our dates have to be outside of the house, right? So we just talked about like some great ways to have some fun and bonding outside of the house. But I'd like to share an example with you of a wonderful date night that Paul and I had that was really recent. We had planned to go out to dinner and then bowling. It was kind of like a restaurant where you book them together. But the bowling part didn't work out time-wise. Something went wrong, and it was going to be like an hour after dinner before we could bowl, and we didn't feel like waiting that hour. So as you know, our kids are a little bit older, so we called home and we said, hey guys, we are coming home and we are going to finish our date at home. And when we get home, we're going to go in the basement and we do not want to be disturbed. You guys can go about doing whatever you're doing and we're going to finish our date night in the basement. So when we got home, we put on comfortable clothes. Imagine that. It was awesome. And then we grabbed a glass of wine and we went in the basement and we worked on a puzzle together that Paul had just recently purchased. And we had so much fun with it. He actually talked about that date night for weeks afterward. Like, it was just really nice. And I could go into much more about why that's so good for men, you know, but, you know, because it's an activity, like they really feel a lot of bonding when you're doing an activity. So, and I loved it because it wasn't a loud, noisy restaurant or bowling alley. So it was just such a wonderful experience. You know, we were comfortable at home. We were saving money by being at home, and it was just wonderful. And as a surprise for him, I framed the puzzle that we did like a week or so later. So we have it now hanging in our basement. And so that's a memory of our date night that's going to be able to live on for us. So I wanted to share with you, with that inspiration, some ideas for a date night at home. So you could do a puzzle like we did, or you could pull out some old board games or even video games, because you probably don't play video games. Like, who plays video games at your house, right? Your kids. I mean, maybe you should try them sometime. You could go for a walk or a run or a bike ride. You could cook something together if that won't drive you apart. I know some couples don't cooperate in the kitchen as well as others, but that's an idea that lots of people do love to do. You could also go stargazing out in your backyard. And I don't know if you know this, but there are some really fun apps on your phone that help you identify stars and constellations. So you'd be kind of learning together and exploring new things together. So that could be really fun. And something else that we love to do sometimes is just put on some music from like back in your early, maybe in your childhood or early in your dating, something that would bring back memories and be fun. That is a great way to like rekindle some romance and connection. So those were some of the ideas I had for at-home date nights, and I'm sure that you can come up with other ideas as well, but these are all pretty, you know, family-friendly, if you will. So I hope that I have inspired you today in the love and dating department. I just encourage you to step out of the norm and try something different and adventurous, and just remember that men do feel more bonding happening when there's an activity you're going on. So let that inspire you, because it will increase your intimacy and your connection in your relationship. If you need a little bit of help with this, reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along in your journey of loving your spouse well, and I would love to work with you. Thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. Remember, I have the free Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care on my website. And don't forget to join us in the Proverbs 31 community on Facebook, and contact me if you are interested in one-on-one coaching so that you can become your best self every day. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.